It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Hour number two right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We got your jobs report coming up here shortly, but first I want to get into our top three stories. And so starting with the top three stories here for you, we've got the jobs report. Actually, I'm going to start with that one last. So we've got the Alex Murdaugh's attorneys have officially filed notice of an appeal pertaining to his double murder case. So, you know, we thought that was done, but nah, it's not a surprise. I mean, there's always appeals with these kinds of things. Then winter storms are hitting the West again this weekend. And I don't know if you heard right there before, when Fox News was covering it, but they said Lake Tahoe, some roofs are caving in because of all the snow that's on top of the roof. That's like, what? I don't know, because, you know, you look at snow and it's like, it's just so white and fluffy and powdery. But it can get pretty heavy, I guess. So pretty bizarre right there. And then finally, the U.S. jobs report is better than expected. 310,000 jobs were added to the market in the month of February. Now, the revised report for January did have fewer jobs, about 30,000 fewer jobs than what they initially reported, but still, it was an increase of jobs in January. And if you remember, in January, that was higher than expected, number of jobs added to the market. February now has been higher number of jobs added to the market than what they expected. Now, when it comes to new filings for unemployment, we've got the overall, and this report came out yesterday, that the new filings jumped up dramatically. 35,000 new filings this week compared to the previous week. And that is, once again, there. It's one of those things by, like, why did you expect it to go down? I guess, why did you expect it to go down? Like, that's what I don't understand, but these economists going, it's higher than expected. Like, what made you think it was going to go down? Anyway, that's nationwide where jobs went up. And a lot of that was in places like New York, where 16,000 new filings happened. California, 10,000 new filings happened. But here in Florida, we actually went down. We actually had 633 fewer new filings for unemployment than what we had the previous week. In fact, we're down in the 4,000 range, 4,660 new filings last week. That's like a pre-pandemic levels of new filings for unemployment. So that's very good. And Alabama did jump up a little bit, 440 new filings for unemployment, but they're still down at 2,000. So it's still very, very low for them as well. Then there is, let's see here. So when it comes to new filings, that's what that update is. Now, at this time of day, we would like to also like to cover our Florida legislative session. There is an update on constitutional carry. I know a lot of you constantly, you know, want to know what's going on with it. And so now we finally have the update. The bill moved through the Senate committees very quickly, and a Senate panel today basically approved it to go ahead and get ready for a full floor vote on the Senate. Now, of course, even if it passes the Senate, it has to go to the House, and there might be some revisions and things like that. So constitutional carry is the constitutional carry is where basically you don't need to have a concealed carry permit. You don't need to file with the state for concealed carry. That your right to carry a firearm is protected by the Second Amendment. That's why I call it constitutional carry. And multiple states have actually approved constitutional carry over the past few years. And so now it looks like Florida is trying to get that done as well. And so right now it's ready for the It's ready for the full legislature. Full Senate only. There is, let's see here, the other one to let you know about is the, where'd it go? Okay. So the other one is charter school athletes. No, let me hit this one. Voucher expansion. So remember, one of the bills that they're trying to pass this year is we become the first state, and that's if Arkansas doesn't beat us to it because they're trying to do the same thing, but we'd be the first state that would have school vouchers for every student in the state. So right now we have like 300,000 vouchers. So up to 300,000 kids every year in our state can decide that they don't want to go to the public school that they're assigned to. Instead, they can go to a private school or charter school. And then to do so, they can apply for this voucher that will pay for the tuition using taxpayer dollars. So basically it's saying, hey, your tax dollars usually goes into the public school. We're going to go ahead and you know, if you want to go to a private school, though, your tax dollars won't go to the public school anymore. This has been something that's been growing in interest, even amongst Democrats, for many years now, where, hey, if I'm putting my kid in private school, my property taxes are still helping pay for the public school. But yet, my family's not taking advantage of that. So shouldn't I be able to get a voucher to be able to put my, you know, to choose my kid's education? So this is becoming more and more in demand. And so now Florida is trying to pass a bill that would allow a voucher for every student in the state. I have a couple of thoughts about that, but first let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. I-10 and I-110 moving nicely throughout Pensacola, but I-10 moving into Mobile. Westbound is extremely slow moving. We had an accident just getting into Mobile, so expect some slowdowns over Mobile Bay. Also, we still have slow traffic on 98 getting into Navarre from Windhaven Beach. It is improving, but definitely still seeing slowdowns westbound on 98 throughout Navarre, throughout Tiger Point and Gulf Breeze. 98 is checking in clear, as well as both directions of the 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And again, this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. A couple of thoughts about this school voucher thing. I was talking to somebody about this, and I was telling them how I support it because I agree. Like, if you're going to homeschool, if you're going to put your kid in private school or charter school, well, the tax dollars for your property tax are still going to the school district, but yet you're not taking advantage of it. So shouldn't you be able to say, hey, the tax dollars that are representing my property, can't I get those and choose which school my kid's going to go to? Why does it have to go to the public school system? And so I understand that concept and I support it. So I was talking to somebody about it, and they brought up an interesting concern. Because I said, well, I don't understand who would oppose this. And this is what they shared. The people who would oppose it are the people who are concerned that the only people who will be left in public school are those with maybe learning disabilities or disciplinary problems. So like they got kicked out of all the private schools. None of the schools want them. So the public schools are just going to be disciplinary problem type students who can't get into private schools or charter schools. And it will be students who have disabilities because the private schools and charter schools can also, they're not required to have IEPs and things like that for them. And I was like, wow, I never thought about that. I mean, that's a valid concern. But I don't think it's a big enough concern to take away people's choice. You know, it's just like when we talk about with military stuff that people go, well, we got to sacrifice freedoms for liberty, or so we got to sacrifice liberty for security. To an extent. Like, you know, I think there's got to be a balance with all these things. So it'll be interesting to see, though. And I think it's just something you're going to have to watch. And if it ends up like quickly looks like it's shifting to be that, where public schools are just where disciplinary students and those with learning disabilities are going, well, then maybe there's some things you can tweak to it, or maybe that's even going to be better, because then maybe all of a sudden the public schools become a haven for those with learning disabilities to be able to learn in ways that are they weren't be able to get before. So who knows? But I don't think it's enough to stop the school choice option out there. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So coming up here, oh, wait, hold on a second. Hey, Bobby, what are some of the qualifications for a child to get a voucher to go to private school? Just curious. Well, right now, there's three different, I think there's, yeah, three different school voucher programs in the state. And the qualifications are things like you got to show that the school that your kid is assigned to has low levels of, you know, grade levels and stuff like this. So there's all these qualifications that you have to do to try to qualify for a voucher now. Some of them are showing that you don't make enough money to be able to afford your kid to go to private school or something like that. But this new voucher system, there's basically no qualification. It is, you have a kid and you don't want him to go to the public school. Okay. Here's a voucher that'll help pay for the private school. Here's a voucher that'll help pay for the charter school. That's the new system, and I think it makes a lot more sense. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, top trending news with Candy Cullerton over in the newsroom. Stick around. Right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I got a texter here. We're talking about the school voucher program that's been introduced, and the idea is that, look, your property taxes go towards public schools, and so if you want to take your kid to private school, then shouldn't you be able to get basically a portion of what goes into the public school system back to be able to help pay for the private school? Got a texter says, what about renters, people without property tax? Your rent does cover property tax still. That's the thing. So it still has, I mean, when you're paying rent to the landlord takes into account their property taxes. So they might have a mortgage, they might not have a mortgage, but they all have property tax. And so when you're paying rent, with that rent, they're paying the property tax with it. So your rent is still covering property tax, whether you see it going towards that or not. And so that's why you look at it and go, even if you're in an apartment complex, there's still property taxes on that apartment complex, and they're being paid in to the school district. And so even though you don't see the percentage, the amount, or whatever it is, it's still happening. And therefore, if you have a kid and you're putting them in private school, then you ought to be able to get some tax dollars or get a voucher, which is from taxpayers, to be able to pay for your private school instead of having the money go into the public school system. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I got a text. Hey, Bobby, not to beat a dead horse here on the voucher system, but can you see coaches in some high schools using this as maybe a recruiting tool? There might be some private schools that could really get some of the good athletes in public schools to come there to the athletic facility, sort of load up their team. Absolutely. And when I was in Tennessee, I don't know about Florida. I never really had to look into it, but I know when I was in Tennessee, they have anti-recruiting rules and regulations on the high school level, and I've known people personally get caught up into that whole ordeal because they were recruited to come play over at our school and stuff. So yeah, that might be something that the schools would have to address, or maybe they don't care. They're like, okay, fine, let them recruit good athletes. So kind of interesting one right there. Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives, then we'll get top trending news.
I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola showing no delays, but we're still seeing slow traffic moving westbound into Mobile. This is going to be over Mobile Bay due to an accident that happened a little while ago. 98 is improving, but definitely still going to see some delays throughout Windhaven Beach and getting into Navarre westbound on 98, but 98 and Tiger Point and Gulf Breeze checking in without any major slowdowns, and a small patch of traffic still on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Scream 6 off to a killer start. Get it at the box office. Film earned a $5.7 million from the Thursday previews. Now, it's expected to make between $35 and $40 million this weekend from North American theaters. I know you don't like horror, Bobby, but Julio Diaz from the Pensacola Movie Club and News Radio's 92.3's Let's Go Pensacola said it was really, really good. Alaskan volcano that had laid dormant for over 100 years is now at risk of erupting. This Alaska Volcano Observatory says that Tanaga has experienced a lot of earthquake activity the past few days. It's raised the alert level from an advisory to a watch, and it's a 5,924-foot stratovolcano located in a remote area of the Aleutian Range. And the top pick in the 2023 NFL draft now belongs to Carolina Panthers. ESPN reporting that the Chicago Bears trading the number one overall selection in the upcoming draft, Carolina, for multiple picks and wide receiver DJ Moore. Bears are going to move from first to ninth overall in this year's draft, as well as gain a first rounder next year and an additional second round pick this year in 2025. They're expected to select their quarterback of the future with this pick. The Panthers are, and I have to imagine they're still mourning the loss. They lost Jerry Richardson, their founder, just last week. He died at the age of 86, and that's your top trending news. I'm a Panthers fan.
Thank you very much, Andy. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Good wrap up right there. So are you into horror movies, by the way?
Yes. I love them all.
Oh, my God.
I know you're not.
Why?
But I don't know, because I know they're not going to. I don't fear the dead. I fear the living. That sounds weird. But my dad told me that. It's like, thanks, Dad. I'm 12. But I no, I just love horror, man. I just cannot get enough, because you know the ghosts are not going to come get you.
Well, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
I hope.
All right.
She says. All right.
Yeah, so she says. We shall see.
I know. Quote me.
Yeah, exact. Don't quote you.
Yeah. Or do.
All right, got a text here. Hello. Let me get to here. About the school vouchers. Your point is that it's their tax dollars. They should be able to use it for whatever school they want. I generally agree with what you said about choice. My question is, what about those of us that don't have children? If our tax dollars aren't being used to help our kids in school because we don't have any kids, then shouldn't we get a rebate and just get our money back? That has been there's been some states that they've tried to file bills like that. That basically says, if I'm an empty nester, my property taxes should be less because I'm not paying into the school district. I've never seen it pass anywhere, though, because the argument is well, but you live in the community, and so even though you don't have kids going to school, you live in the community, you're trying to help the community by helping make sure kids are getting educated. And it's like, yeah, but they don't have a choice in that matter. And they're like, well, you do, because you get a vote on whether or not to raise property taxes and things like that. And it's like, all right. So that's the argument I've heard in the past. I get that. I understand, though, where you're coming from. Either you're an empty nester or you've just never had kids and you're paying property taxes into the school districts. It's like, well, you know, I could see the argument to say, well, maybe your property taxes should be reduced. I see that. Just don't know how they'd be able to handle that. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Hey, attention homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your house in this market, you need a professional, somebody who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help protect your equity and protect your family's future. That would be Christina Leavenworth and the team over at Levin Rinke Realty. She's the agent I trust. I've seen what she could do, and I've been impressed. And look, she's all about customer service. That's the thing I love about Christina. She does more than just put a sign in your yard. She markets your home so you get the most money. In fact, if she doesn't sell your house in 30 days, she will sell it anyway and won't charge you a penny. Ask your agent if they'll do that. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings, generating demand. In fact, if you need to sell right away, she has a list of investors who are willing to buy your house for all cash, and they can close very quickly. You have nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. So call 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. Let's hit our daily dad joke.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's daily dad joke.
Tequila may not fix your life, but it's worth a shot. Daily dad jokes. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. On News Radio 92.3. Here's a text that is interesting, though, about the school vouchers. In another state, I used to attend school board meetings, even though I don't have any kids. When I spoke up, I was asked where my kids go to school. I replied, I don't have any children. They proceeded to tell me then I didn't have a voice in school matters and even tried to ban people like me. Oh, my goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Yeah. In your case, I would have been in the school board meeting, and I said I would just set up another time and said, hey, so since I don't have a voice on school matters and you try to ban us from being part of the school board meetings, then I would just like to go ahead and be exempt from having my taxes go towards the school board. Like, good. Yeah, I would definitely. I probably would have hired an attorney for that one. Because that, like, if you're not even going to let me have a say and you're just going to take my money, like, no. That's messed up. All right. Let's go traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf, and then we'll come back with your sports hit.
Traffic update brought to you by ECUA. I-10 and I-110 looking good. 98 has improved a lot throughout Windhaven Beach getting into Navarre westbound. But you're still going to see some slowdowns, but nothing too bad. Throughout Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point, 98 is checking in clear. Nothing to slow you down on 29 and Highway 90. You'll just see some slight slowdowns getting out of Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. Davis Highway, East Olive Road, Creighton and Langley checking in clear, as well as Blue Angel, Lillian Highway, and Gulf Beach. If you see something else slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. Help ECUA ensure recyclable materials are processed correctly and keep the recycling program on track. All you got to do is go to livegreenecua.com, or you can download the Recycle Coach app today. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, your sports hit here. NCAA men's basketball is underway. Earlier today, we had... Let's see if that one game... No, yeah. So earlier today, we had Missouri beat Tennessee, Ohio State beat Michigan State, Alabama beat Mississippi State, Houston beat Eastern Carolina, and Purdue beat Rutgers. Right now, it's a close game between number 6 Marquette and number 11 UConn on FS1. Marquette leads by 1 point, still in the first quarter on that one. Coming up tonight on ESPN, you got number 3 Kansas taking on Iowa State. Iowa State with the big upset against Baylor yesterday, looking to see if they could do it 2 games in a row. And then Creighton plays Xavier later tonight on FS1. On ESPN2, Clemson plays Virginia. Texas plays TCU on ESPN. CBS Sports Network has San Jose State University playing San Diego State University. And then the late game on ESPN's Arizona against Arizona State. So a lot of college basketball on ESPN, ESPN2, CBS Sports Network, and FS1 tonight. Then the NBA is going to be on NBA TV beginning at 7 o'clock with the Cleveland Cavs against the Miami Heat, followed by the Toronto Raptors against the LA Lakers. NHL hockey at 6 o'clock with the Florida Panthers hosting Chicago Blackhawks on ESPN+. Preseason baseball, the Atlanta Braves beat the Tampa Bay Rays, the Yankees beat the Tigers, and the Dodgers beat the Angels. Then in sports news, you heard it right there from Candy a little bit earlier this hour. Chicago Bears have dealt the number 1 overall draft pick to the Panthers, who are expected to go get a quarterback. And so according to the source, the Dolphins have picked up Tua Tagovailoa's 5th-year option. The Eagles reportedly have given their cornerback, Slay, permission to seek a trade. Patriots safety Devin McCourty has retired after 13 seasons. Rams have released their pass rusher, Leonard Floyd. The Vikings have cut their wide receiver, Adam Thielen. And in downhill skiing, in alpine skiing, Michaela Schifrin has tied the alpine skiing World Cup record with 86 victories. Congratulations to her. In college basketball, Georgia Tech has fired their head coach, Josh Pastner, after 7 seasons. And the world's number 1 golfer, John Rahm, has withdrawn from the Players due to an illness. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. That is your sports hit. Scientists have revived a zombie virus. It has been frozen underground for 50,000 years. Now, they say don't worry. Apparently, we've done it before, and only with viruses that can't infect humans. Okay. So they say. NASA spotted an asteroid that has an outside chance of hitting Earth on Valentine's Day in 2046. We mentioned this the other day. The current odds are 1 in 600, but they're going to keep tracking it because it's not very small. It's a pretty big one. Fortunately, though, we recently just knocked an asteroid off of its course, so if it comes down to it, we might be able to do that again with this one. In other space news, the space station had to fire its thrusters to avoid hitting a satellite on Monday. And a different satellite was malfunctioning, so NASA fixed it the other day by turning it off and turning it on again. That's right, they did the old typical reboot. Turn it off, turn it back on. And then, let's see here. A website, IFLScience.com. looked at what would happen to the Earth if all 8 billion people jumped at the same time. The answer? Not much. They said it might create a very small earthquake, but that's about it. Won't knock us off our axis or anything like that. So there you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, quick update from Candy Cullerton over in the newsroom, and we got top stories on FoxNews.com. Stick around.
Up early in the morning, just to feel the light of day. Had to open up my window.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Let's go over to Candy Cullerton in the newsroom. Candy, what you got going on in the news for us?
Well, for one, Cam Newton's a free agent, so I just think it'd be smart if the Panthers picked him back to be their quarterback, but I'm just putting that out there. I know. Countries around the world watching the Oscars this Sunday night, and the US ABC has been broadcasting the Academy Awards, and of course we can watch that on WEAR, our sister station, well, or partner or whatever, but anyway, the ceremony can now be streamed on Hulu and YouTube as well. That was wild. Shooting at Jehovah's Witness Worship Hall in Hamburg, Germany, was carried out by a former member of the faith. Now, this is according to officials who shared the update about the tragedy. It left 6 dead and 8 others hurt. Individual was a German citizen who shot into a crowded hall through a window yesterday. And, okay, now you don't like horror movies, Bobby, but where are you on Beetlejuice? Did you ever see that?
Oh, yeah. Maybe, okay. No, I did like Beetlejuice. I don't really consider that horror.
And I don't either. It's comedy. Yeah. But, well, Jenna Ortega is in talks to star in Beetlejuice 2. And Deadline reporting that she would join Michael Keaton, who is reprising his role as Beetlejuice, and Winona Ryder, who are expected to reprise both the roles from the first film. She's going to play the daughter of Lydia in the sequel. And production is expected to start in May. And I didn't realize this. I don't know if you've seen Wednesday on Netflix, but Burton did that. And, of course, Ortega stars as Wednesday. So it'll be their second pairing
together.
I've
heard it's a good show. I've not seen it yet.
I haven't either. Andrew McKay loves it. And it's like, yeah. Gracie likes it, too. So I guess it's good. Sorry.
Yeah, it's good.
Sorry. Can you do the dance, Gracie? Oh, you probably can.
Yeah. In private.
I knew it.
I will not be doing it today in the studio.
I forgot you danced.
People are not watching. Well, you're going to have to do a video and post it, I think, now.
Yeah, Gracie. Like, so, Gracie Wolf. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Hey, and that's your news.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
Hey,
Gracie, what do we have going on with traffic?
Our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no delays throughout Pensacola. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. You will see some slow traffic on the bridge due to construction. And 98 finally looking good right now throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge showing no delays as well. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Bobby Lakis Auto Service on Davis Highway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Ninth grade students' parents sue over Pledge of Allegiance controversy at school. This is in South Carolina. The parents of a ninth grader in South Carolina are suing because their daughter allegedly was accosted for not saying the Pledge of Allegiance. She was walking to class instead of stopping in the hallway to recite it. And so I guess a teacher at school allegedly yelled at her, confronted her, and even pushed her against a wall nearby. She says she was in disbelief. She told the teacher, "Get your hands off me." And she was sent to the principal's office afterwards. She described it as being humiliated. And she said she was just, she feels like she was disrespected and she was just trying to get to class. So, yeah, I don't know all the details with that one, but that's the top story on FoxNews.com. Other top stories on FoxNews.com. William Shatner says he doesn't have long to live while he's been reflecting on his legacy. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
The Academy Awards are coming up this Sunday, and so here's some Oscar-related random facts for you, some Bobby's Brain teases. Only three movies have won all Big Five Oscars. Big Picture, Director, Actor, Actress, and either Best Adapted or Original Screenplay. Those three movies are The Silence of the Lambs, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and a Clark Gable romantic comedy called It Happened One Night. But it won't happen this year. There's no movie that's nominated in all five of those categories. Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, is an Oscar-nominated movie. It was for the best makeup in 2000, but it lost to Topsy Turvy. So that's kind of a funny one right there. The record for the number of Oscars for one movie is 11. Three movies have done it. Ben-Hur, Titanic, and The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. This year, Everything Everywhere All at Once leads the way with 11 nominations, but it can't tie this record because two of the 11 are in the same category. It's because Jamie Lee Curtis and Stephanie Sue are both nominated for Best Supporting Actress. So there you go with that one. And finally, this one here. Upon receiving the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress in 1962, Rita Moreno delivered one of the shortest acceptance speeches in Oscars history. She said, "I can't believe it. Good Lord, I'll leave you with that." There you go. Simple, short and sweet. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Daylight savings tips for you right after our WEAR news update.